ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनोपिरह कातरे आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय मां चरणं पिते। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्ये चित्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। माय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल डंडवर्स इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत इन द लोटस सीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। There was a king. His name was Kans Maharaj. Very powerful. At that time he was the ruler. Why did they make? You are not hearing all? There was a king, his name was Kans Maharaj. And there was a king, his name was Kans Maharaj. He was so a strong ruler, very powerful. Even he arrested his father and became a ruler. Now his father was in jail, but he was so powerful. He married the daughter of Jarasandha, very, very strong ruler in India at that time. Now we see. He arrested his father and became very a strong ruler. And he married the daughter of Maharaj Jarasandha, at that time very famous and very strong ruler in India. What is the use of this if we can use? Oh, you should go and tell him. Oh, now. Oh, then, oh, why you are all going? You should come. Return back. Then, he married the daughters of Jarasandha. One day, he made a festival for the marriage of his sister Devaki. On a beautiful chariot, golden chariot, he was carrying his daughter and his brother-in-law. Sister and brother-in-law. An aerial voice came. Oh, you are foolish person. Oh, to whom you are carrying your sister's 8th son will murder you, kill you. At once he jumped from the chariot and wanted to kill his sister. But Vasudev Maharaj, he told that the husband of Devaki that I will give you all the sons that will come from his womb, her womb. And then he satisfied. And after that, Vasudev Maharaj gave 6 sons to Kansa and he killed them. But when 8th came in the womb of Devaki, 6th was gone from womb. And then 8th came. Demigods began to pray. And Kansa was now very careful that when that son will come and I will kill. Otherwise he may kill me. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is Lord of Lords. Oh, very tricky also. He was in the womb, but very tricky. He came only in 8 months instead of 10 months. Kansa could not calculate. So he was in Dilemma. But he was very careful. At that time rain was heavy rain, storm. All the gatekeepers, all watchmen, all were slept. And in the meantime, Bedi Hathakadi. Chains, shackles. were gone and they were both free, and a child came, not child, oh, Krishna came in the form of Narayan, four-handed there. And very wonderful at the same time, Krishna in full, in two-handed, he came in Gokul from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Oh, here in the prison, oh, Krishna told, oh, just at once you should take me to Gokul. I am becoming like a boy. And at once he started to Gokul, and he went, and there also Krishna in soul was there, Nanda Nanda. And thus he changed and brought his daughter. Yashoda has yielded two children, one son, one daughter. Devaki only one son, four-handed. His age was like 16. And there Krishna was like a very baby coming from the womb. The connection between mother and child was there. There it was cut down. But in Mathura, nothing. You can have a chair there, a chair you can sit very easily. It is no wonder that Krishna came at the same time in Gokul and at the same time from the womb of Devaki. No wonder, because he is Lord of Lords, having so many opulences. Why two places? He can come in several million and million places. In million and million form, if he can become 16,000, more than 16 crore crores in the dance, Ras dance, he can be. So no harm. So partly he came from the womb of Devaki, and he is Narayan Tattva. And those who came by the womb of Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, with a link, very like newborn child. Oh, he is full Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna, who came from the womb of Devaki, he is not Swayam Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. But Swayam Bhagavan is Devaki, Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, Gopi Kam, Radha Kam. So he was then changing. Vasudeva Maharaj came to Mathura and then Kansa knew, and he wanted to kill that girl, but girl became of 8-handed of Durga Devi and kicked Kansa's head. Oh, you, how you can kill me? You cannot touch even. Oh, who will kill you? Oh, he has taken birth anywhere. And she disappeared. Oh, Kansa mouth. And after. Narayan Tattva, Narayan Tattva. Now, you should know also, O Brijendanandan, Krishna, he never gives up, never goes out of Vrindavan. He never comes to Mathura, never. Never goes to Dwarka. And this Jadunandan, that is the Devaki Nandan, always being in Mathura, he never goes to Vrindavan. Really, both are one. None, two. Mood of that changed. Vrindavan, Krishna, were always taking peacock feather and flow, and in gop form, Gopal form. And there Mathura and Dwarka, or Devaki Nandan, he cannot take flow, cannot wear this peacock feather. And he will tell that my father, mother are Devaki and Vasudeva. Sometimes he will become four-handed. But that Krishna always in Vrindavan, he will not be like that.
Posee toda una pluma de congregación en su cabeza y toda la sangre de una clavada. Ayer
Now we have told so many sweet pastimes of Krishna. Oh, one thing I want to tell, that Krishna never kills any demon. Never. Brajendanandan Krishna, Radha Kanta Krishna, never kills any demon. Putna was killed in Vrindavan, but who killed? Who killed? A question may come. She was killed elsewhere. He touched Krishna and gave up his body and went to Golok Vrindavan. Krishna gave her, loving form, mother, like mother. So, here Brajendranandan never killed that putana. What happened? As a magic, she touched Krishna, left her body, and Krishna gave him motherlyhood love. Motherlyhood love Krishna will give. Anyone in this world will not. So why we should worship anyone other than this Jashodanandan, Anandanandan? This is the thing. But when in Mathura Dwarka anyone is killed, Narayan himself, like Krishna, just Devakinandan kills them. He can kill. He can give liberation. Not love and affection, Braja Prem he cannot give. Only Krishna, who is in Vrindavan, who has taken birth in Vrindavan, who is Radha Kant, who did dance, Rasa, he can give. That Braja Prem. Though Krishna, this and this are same, but he can then, what he can give? Liberation. More than anyone he can give. He can give so many things, but not love of Mathura and Dwarka he can give, because he possesses it. But Braja Prem can be given only by, even Krishna, we may give by the help of Radhika and Gopi. They can give. They are the authority. They are the authority of love of Braja. And they have made Purnamasi and Vrinda the authority of giving love. And also to Giriraj Maharaj and Gopishwar Mahadev. Very important.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari
Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari
Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
have explained so many beautiful and very wonderful pastimes of Krishna. So I want to begin the wonderful pastime of Baladev Prabhu, Guru Tattva. Baladev Prabhu is Guru Tattva. And I want to begin from first, from Baladev Prabhu Maharshi. Oh, you should know that Krishna is Supreme Lord, Lord of Lord. But Baladev Prabhu is Guru Tattva. Without the mercy of Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda, anyone can have achieved the love of Krishna and Radhika or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are going to speak about the mercy of Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. One day Krishna and Baladev withdrew millions of cowherd boys. Cowherd boys. What? No sound good? I should stop?
No.
Achha, so you should stand up and or only louder. Oh. One day Krishna and Baladev with millions of cowherd boys, though he is Lord of Lords, but playing very sweet pastime, he was going to cowherd boys with lakhs and lakhs, millions of cows, from one forest to another forest. So walking from one forest to another, all the cowherd boys became thirsty and also they become hungry. So requested Krishna and Baladev, a very big demon has come. You have killed so many demons, but now a very big demon has come. Oh, you should save me from that demon. And that is hunger. Hungry? Hunger. Oh, we are very hungry. And what became? You. Your sutta. Dhenukasura. In brief.
So the cowherd friends of Krishna Balaram, they said, oh, we're very, very hungry, that this demon is attacking us. And there was a very, very nice big plantation of tal fruit which belonged to King Kamsa.
So Krishna, Balaram,
along with friends, Gopa Krishna Madhavanga, they went there, and then immediately they started to shake the tawful trees, and the tawful they started to fall.
Así que Krishna y Baladev con sus amigos se internaron en esa plantación de datileros y comenzaron a mover los árboles y comenzaron a caer los frutos.
But then the person who was taking care of the plantation from King Kams, his name was Denikasura. He had taken the guise of an ass. So he was sleeping. He woke up and then he started to charge towards Krishna Balaram and the Cowherd boys.
Esa plantación estaba siendo en ese momento dominada por un asociado de este Kamsa, este perverso rey, quien había subido allí la forma de un asno. Así que cuando vio que Krishna Balaram y los pastorcillos estaban robando las frutas de esa plantación que, de la cual él se había apoderado, comenzó a atacar con gran vehemencia y fuerza a Krishna y Balaram.
So, very, very big and powerful ass, and charging towards Balaram, he ran up to him, and in the middle he turned into the air, and with his two hind legs, he kicked him in the chest.
Así que este asno era muy fuerte y poderoso, y comenzó a correr con gran velocidad hacia encima de él, y a mitad del camino se detuvo, y con sus patas traseras dio una gran cos sobre el pecho de Balaram.
This Denikasura was so powerful that he could defeat thousands of warriors himself. But though he kicked Baladev so powerfully in the chest, Baladev, he just stood and did not even budge an inch.
Este demonio de Denikasura, este asno, era tan poderoso que podía matar él solo y de inmediato a miles y miles de guerreros. Pero aunque era tan fuerte así, y aunque golpeó de una voz tan fuerte sobre el pecho,
then he came and he charged again, and this time trying to kick Baladev, but Baladev, he caught his hind legs and then twirling him around, then threw him up into the tall trees. Going up in tall trees, the demon left his body, but so many tall fruits, they started to come down. But at the same time, there were demoniac friends also in the body of asses, and they came and they started to charge Krishna Balaram.
Pero muchos asociados de este demonio que tenían también forma de asnos comenzaron a atacar con gran fuerza a Krishna y Balaram.
One after another, Krishna and Balaram, they would take the ass friends of Denikasura by their hind legs and also twirl them up into the trees. And one by one, as one tall tree would fall, it would fall on another one, and had a domino effect. And the whole plantation was downtrodden with tall trees and fruit and blood.
Así que Krishna y Balaram comenzaron a agarrar uno a uno a estos asnos por sus patas traseras, darle vuelta y lanzarlos sobre los gatineros. Mientras caían estos asnos sobre los árboles, un barro tumbaba al otro en un efecto dominó. Así que al final había muchos árboles en el suelo, dátiles y mucha sangre proveniente de los demonios.
The place was a big mess. Now Krishna's friends, especially Madhumanga, they were so hungry, but now they could not take anything because all the tall fruit had been contaminated with blood. So this pastime also has very
but one thing, their friends were hungry still,
So now their hunger, they said, oh.
No, no, no. At once Krishna told that, oh, come with me. And they went to Madhuban. And plenty of madhu was there, honey. And all were given and all became satisfied. Very nearby. Nearby both. Palpan and Madhuban.
And one time all of you should come with Gurudev to Madhuban. In October we have one very nice festival, Kartik festival, for 1 month. Gurudev takes us to Madhuban, Palpan.
Giving honey, so much honey there.
Giving so much sweet, sweet honey. 8 hours every day, sweet Harikata.
Vivo!
They will be completely changed and transformed. By the sweet Harikata coming from Brijbasa.
Now, what are the instructions?
So, the instructions that Baladev, Shri Baladev, he represents Akanda Guru Tattva. And Denikasura, he represents the person who has ass-like mentality. In Srimad Bhagavatam is stated, Yasyatma Budhi Kunaveji Dhatuke Swadhi Kala Tradition Boma Ijadi. That Yasyatma Budhi Kunaveji Dhatuke. That person who
Go Karaha. In the last word is Go Karaha.
Go Karaha.
Those who are like this.
Those persons who are like asses and animals.
They have myself is this body. The Atma Buddhi.
Yeah. Those people who have that mentality. This Atma Buddhi do not make you that okay. That oh, I am Mexican, I am American. I am black, I am white. Those people have this type of mentality.
Some persona que tiene un tipo de mentalidad, sabe, la conciencia, oh, soy mexicano, soy americano, soy blanco, soy negro.
Who think that this body made up of three elements, bile, pus, and mucus?
Esa persona que piensa que solamente el cuerpo que está compuesto de sangre, pus y moco.
And also who identify with the family members. Their place of birth. And who go to holy places. And they go to these holy places and they don't go and hear Harikata from bona fide sadhus. And they go there and they just go, they take bath. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars to go to holy place. But they don't understand that actually to go to holy places that one should go under guidance of bona fide sadhu and hear Harikata from them. Though touching the holy places, they get so much sukriti, so much benefit. But still, because they don't go and hear from sadhus, then they're going to holy places, something like sightseeing, like a tour.
Pero como ellos van a ir con sus planes cerrados, sin la guía de sadhus, de personas realizadas, ellos van sencillamente de turismo, mirando alrededor.
So such persons, they're said to be like asses or animals.
No, no. In animal, lowest animal, like asses.
Amongst all animals, the lowest of animals, the asses.
Así que estas personas son consideradas animales, no animales únicamente, son consideradas asses. Y los asses son considerados como los animales de la nivel inferior.
So, in this conditional, in this world, the conditioned soul is covered by ignorance.
Why they are foolish? I say.
So, foolish because identifying with the body and under the influence of avidya.
Oh, yes, especially they are kicked by the hind legs of their wives, even they don't
realize. So, the example of foolishness is the ass. That the ass is going and carrying very, very heavy load. In India, you see that asses, they carry such heavy load that you cannot even see the body. Practically, you just see the face and you see four legs sticking out and a big heavy load. And they're just carrying it. There's some little food put in front and walking and walking.
En India, científicamente podemos ver el oxígeno.
Carrying such heavy load, but what they carry? Very nice, rascular, very nice sweets. All very delectable items. But they cannot eat anything. And they just carry this heavy load, heavy load.
Solo van, caminan, cargando, cargando. Llevando una pesada carga.
And what? Why they carry?
Pero por qué ellos están cargando, llevándola?
That they want some sense of enjoyment.
Porque ellos quieren un poquito de disfrute de los sentidos.
The ass is going after the she ass.
El asno corre.
He cannot check himself. When they will see lady asses, they cannot yet check themselves.
And as soon as they see the female ass, immediately they become mad. The ass is so stupid that in India, when there's rainy season, there's very, very high grass. And the ass is eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And then he looks up and then he sees, oh, so much high grass. And then because by his mind, he's thinking that I haven't eaten, even his skin. And he looks and says, oh, I have not eaten anything. I'm very hungry. And then in the dry season, when there's no grass, the ass eats just very little bit. And looks and says, oh, there's no grass. And he's feeling the stomach is very big. Say, oh, I've eaten so much. Oh, I'm very happy. So ass is so stupid. So the materialist is like this.
El asno es muy estúpido.
Prakritekriyamanani, gunai kamani sabasaha. That all these things are going on by material nature, but the materialist is thinking that I am the doer. But we're not doing anything. This is the nature of somebody who's under illusion, like myself. That the three most, being covered by the three modes of material nature, the three modes of material nature pushing us here, there, and everywhere. But we think, out of ignorance, that, oh, I am the doer. So how the ass-like mentality person can get out of this situation? That one should take to the process of bhakti, taking shelter of bona fide guru. So Sri Bhadev, he is Akata Guru Tattva. He's the full manifestation of Sri Guru. And showing that the only way that we can become free from the ignorance of the material world is to surrender to Krishna through his bona fide representative, Sri Guru.
Very good.
And that Sri Guru will remove the ignorance and the nonsense which is in the heart. By whatever endeavor we make, we can never become free from the influence of the three modes of material nature by our own endeavor. But just as Baladev, he killed Devakasura and removed all this, the symbol of ignorance. In the same way, Sri Guru, just like that, he can remove all the ignorance from our hearts. So it is our only duty to surrender to such Sri Gurus.
Thank you. But Guru should be Guru, Sadguru, not Pangar. You know Pangar? Where? In Australia, Pangar. So we should not be. Guru should be really Guru. And there are symptoms. A Guru never falls. Never. Symptom is this. His renown, knowing all the truths, and he has some realization of God. Krishna, Supreme Lord. Then he is Guru, actually. Otherwise, no Guru. We should do pranam to Kang Gurus, but accept a pure Guru. A Guru never tells his disciples that don't associate with high class of Vaishnava. Never. Swamiji has never told, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has never told that, oh, you should not mix with or associate with high class of devotees. Never. Sadhu sang, sadhu sang, sadhu sang, only sadhu sang.
Este guru debe ser un verdadero guru, no un gran guru. Hay un gran guru, porque eso, hay gurus, pseudo gurus, que son como un canguro. Nosotros vemos que el canguro lleva en su marsupia, en su bolsa, lleva a sus crías. Así que estos tipos, pseudo gurus, falsos gurus, van conectando discípulos y dinero y reputación por doquier y metiéndolos en su bolsillo, como un canguro. Así que este, para que sea guru, el guru debe tener una relación con Krishna. Es si nuestro guru no es así, si nuestro guru no posee una relación él mismo con Krishna, nosotros debemos ofrecerle pranam y abandonarlo. Si nosotros le pedimos permiso a nuestro guru para asociarnos con Vaishnavas de un nivel superior y el guru nos prohíbe esa asociación, debemos abandonarlo de inmediato y no considerarlo como un guru fidedigno, sino como un canguro. Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, jamás prohibió a sus discípulos que fueran a asociarse con Vaishnavas elevados. Siempre promovió, por el contrario, la asociación con los devotos sadhusanga. Esa es la instrucción de Srila Swami Maharaj. Así que si nosotros estamos asociados con un guru, canguru, debemos abandonarlo de inmediato.
There are some symptoms of kangaroos. And what the symptoms? The kangaroos, they think that, oh, these apples are our property. And anyone can come and take over this property. Always fearing. They are fallen and they will fall. Nothing to fall. They are fallen. If a man is already fallen, what he will fall? So we should be careful for this. Oh, bhakti is like a current, a river with current. If there is some stoppage, then the water will be polluted. And after some time, it will dry. So bhakti should be what? Always flow. And how this flow will come? Oh, association, high class of association. If there is, then flow is there. No association, no flow. Stop. Everything is ruined.
Así que, ¿cómo son estos canguros? Ellos piensan, oh, mis discípulos son de mi propiedad. Nadie debe venir a arrebatármela. Nadie debe quitarme mi propiedad. Ellos están muy temerosos de que venga algún Vaishnava elevado y se lleve aquello que ellos piensan que es su propiedad. Muchos dicen, piensan, oh, mi guru se va a caer, pero no, ya ellos están caídos. Si alguien está en el suelo, ¿cómo pueden caerse del suelo? Ya está en el suelo, ya están caídos. El bhakti es como la corriente de un río que fluye libremente. Esta corriente jamás debe ser detenida. Porque ¿qué pasa si la corriente se detiene? Inmediatamente el agua se contamina. Así que el bhakti, debemos hacer que el bhakti fluya así, como la cristalina corriente de un río. ¿Y cómo se puede lograr eso? A través de la asociación de Vaishnavas elevados. Si nosotros rechazamos o desdeñamos esta asociación de Vaishnavas elevados, entonces esta corriente se detendrá y el agua se contaminará.
Oh, one thing you should know. I have told something. I have touched the glory of Srila Baladeva Prabhu. Very. But I wanted to tell the mercy of Krishna and the sweet pastimes of Krishna. But no time. Time is over. Tomorrow we will go to other place. But one thing you should know. We cannot search Krishna. We cannot call Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam and Sukadeva Goswami has told that Krishna is searching you. In your search, he has come from Golok Vrindavan, descended to this world. With flute, what he is doing? Oh, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, you are. Oh, not to them. Oh, Jivas, where you are. Come on, boy, the flute. You know that he was searching his friends and cows when Brahma took it away and searching. Oh, my friends, where you are. He was not searching of his friends, but really he was searching us. Oh, all jivas, come to me and then you will be happy. This is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the message of Srila Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj or our whole Guru Parampara. You should come. Go on.
Deben saber entonces que hemos hablado de las glorias de Vatnajökull. Yo quería también relatar muchos dulces pasatiempos de Tessa, pero lamentablemente el tiempo se ha agotado y mañana tenemos que marcharnos a otros lugares. Pero debemos saber que nosotros no podemos servir a Krishna directamente. El Srimad Bhagavatam dice que Krishna está intensamente buscándonos a todos nosotros. Krishna está en Vrindavan tocando la flauta. ¿Qué está haciendo cuando toca la flauta? Oh, Radhe Lalite Visake, llamando a Srimad Radhika Lalite Visake. Cuando Bhama Mali secuestró a los amigos de Krishna, los pastorcillos, y los ocultó en una cueva, Krishna deambulaba por toda Vrindavan, preguntando y exclamando y llamando: oh amigos míos, ¿dónde están? ¿Dónde están? Pero en realidad no estaba llamando a sus amigos. Krishna estaba llamando a todas las entidades y mentes condicionadas como nosotros para llevarlos a su seno. Este es el mensaje que establece el Srimad Bhagavatam, que vino a impartir, a difundir en Occidente Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Es el mensaje de todos nuestros acharyas, es el mensaje de Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You know, Krishna lifted Giriraj Govardhan. Why he lifted? Why he lifted? Oh, all jivas, come on in my shape. I will save you. That is why he lifted. Not for only Brajbasi. There was no suffering for them. Oh, suffering is for us. Our condition. So he is calling, oh jivas, you should come. You are my very loving jivas. You are my our family, part and parcel. Come on. I will give you safe. I will save you from all these sins, all these sufferings, forever. And I will give you love and affection forever. That is why he is calling and lifting Giriraj. You know, he killed Agasu. Why he killed Agasu? Agasu, who is? She. And Krishna killed that and took out all the boys from her, his stomach. What is this? If he will call Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksayishyami ma shucha. Don't be worried. Come on to me. Take my shelter. I will save you. So everywhere, in each past times, Krishna is calling us, oh, come on. But we are so foolish, like ass, like donkeys, like pigs and hogs, like, especially like dogs. We don't want to come. We don't want to take his shelter. Go on.
Hemos escuchado que Krishna levantó la cualidad de Govardhan. ¿Por qué Krishna levantó esta cualidad de Govardhan? ¿Cuál era la razón para hacer esto? Krishna levantó la cualidad de Govardhan para que todas las entidades vivientes, las almas condicionadas de este mundo, vinieran y se refugiaran bajo la colina de Govardhan. Krishna no levantó esa colina para los habitantes de Vrindavan, para que ellos se refugiaran allí, porque ellos no estaban sufriendo. ¿Quiénes sufren? Solo sufren las almas condicionadas en este mundo. Krishna levantó la colina de Govardhan y llamando a las almas, almas, ustedes son mis partes integrales. Ustedes, yo puedo salvarlos de su sufrimiento. Yo puedo inmediatamente sacarlos de la miseria material y darles, otorgarles amor y afecto puros. ¿Por qué Krishna también mató a otro demonio llamado Agasur? Este demonio Agasur es la personificación del pecado. Este demonio, la forma de una gran serpiente, se había tragado a los amigos de Krishna. Krishna lo mató y rescató a sus estómago de esta serpiente. Oh, así que Krishna nos está diciendo, Sarva dharma paritama vikam saranam bra hantam sarva papel mocha yishyami masta. Él está diciendo, oh, no tengan temor, vengan a mí, yo los protegeré de todo el sufrimiento, vengan. Pero nosotros somos como asnos, somos como peces, somos como animales, especialmente somos como perros.
So, oh, Madhurena Samapayita. I want to finish by what? Madhurena. Oh, Krishna made a rosh. And he called all. Oh, come unto me. Play with me. And I will give you rasa, transcendental rasa. So Krishna is calling us for that also. And you know, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna begging door to door, Nityananda Prabhu, what? Yatheshtam re bhratah. Oh my brothers, listen me. I am taking my hands up like this. Listen me. I will take all your responsibility if you are chanting only Hare Krishna. And he told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was begging from India, one corner to another, and sending us everywhere for this, and telling us that, oh, you should beg. What beg? No money, nothing. What? Oh, you should chant at least one time Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How merciful, door to door way. Haridas, Nityananda Prabhu is all as yours. And we are also, our Guru sent us, and I am also sending all. You should go and preach and tell them, oh, we don't want anything. Only what we want. Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Prema. Quickly, quickly. Oh, slowly you can bring or your bhiksha if you want to give bhiksha, those who has been initiated. Quickly. Oh, they should come and give them.
De un modo dulce. Todos sabemos que Krishna ejecutó su pasatiempo de la danza rasa. ¿Qué está haciendo Krishna en ese pasatiempo? Está llamando a todos, está convocándonos a todos a unirnos a ese pasatiempo de la danza rasa.
Okay.
Y Krishna, de su forma de decirte, está llamando a Prabhu. Le dijo, Anitananda Prabhu, oh hermano, por favor escucha, yo tomaré, predica mis instrucciones. Y Nitananda Prabhu le dijo a todos, yo asumiré todas sus responsabilidades si ustedes cantan el santo nombre de Krishna, aunque sea una vez. Así que si Chaitanya Mahaprabhu también está enviándonos a nosotros por el mundo entero para...
Thus ends the class on the 28th of May 2002 in the evening in Mexico. Hare Krishna.